recording. So here we go, our first full episode. I think we finally got our sound figured out, our microphones, so we sound better now. That yeah. should help.
So you can hear me and you can hear Orlando, and it's not super far away.
Don't sound like we're in an echo chamber or doing this out of the garage.
Or that we have our microphone attached to our diaper bag on top of a coffee table.
That's right, because that's how we did it the first time.
Yeah.
So I think it's been good so far. We've got some good feedback.
Yeah, you thought we were going to have 11 listeners, and we have 138.
138 to our little introduction. Mm-hmm. So before we start having guests and some of the other ideas we have, we figured that we should just talk a little bit about how we met and give people a little idea of who we are as a team. Mm-hmm. And maybe that will help shine light on some of our perspectives as we get into some deeper things like religion, work ethic, and other fuckery as such.
If y'all don't know Orlando, he's so good with his words. You guys are gonna in for a treat.
Well, that's sweet. I gotta be good at something. So where do we start?
Did you ever think that, what did you say that we are gonna... I can't go back. I have no memory right now. I had something really cool to say when you were talking about us, but I was going to say, did you ever think that you would ever meet the love of your life on Tinder?
I never thought I would meet anyone on online dating or anything like that, because I had no idea what any of that stuff was about.
Yeah, because someone told you to do it, right?
Yeah, the game changed. I mean, I didn't mm-hmm. know. I hadn't been single in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last time I was single, there wasn't, I guess there was online dating and such, but at 25 years old, that was kind of unheard of at the time.
It That's
was
still like the, super nerd.
Yeah, super
like
nerdy.
Super people who were like holed up in their house, like right. could only meet people online.
And so then 10 years goes by and here I was, I grew up, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I got around a lot, but
I had my way
with, you know, the women. I was able to go on dates here and there is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And so then I was 35, a little bit of money, decent job. I thought dating would be a breeze. I put it off for a few months. I was like, to hell with that. I'm going to enjoy myself. And then I started dating and I realized what a fuck show that was. Are you shitting me? They want to text these women. They want to text. They don't want to have a conversation. So to hell with that, you know, texting 500 words at a time is ridiculous. So that got exhausting. And then you're not cheap, you women. So you go on, even if you go out on a date, you go on a date, not even a fancy, expensive date, just a first date, a casual dinner and a few drinks, you know, if you're lucky, you're talking...
I was a super cheap date on our first date then. What was that, like two beers?
That's what I got with you.
I don't drink and drive, yo.
But, you know, you figure you go on two dates a week, let's say, and 50, 60 bucks a pop if
All
you're lucky.
All of mine were free.
Well, yeah, because you're the chick.
I went on so many first dates.
And I realized real quick that it was crazy and things weren't going good. Women were kind of odd. And someone talked to me, someone at work finally convinced me just to try it out, get on Tinder.
So let me just interrupt for a second. So it's super cool because for those of you that know me or that know the story, know I'm super old school, I'm super old fashioned, and I would not start a conversation first with a guy that had to come up to me. I'm not somebody who has like a list of things, but like, I don't know. I wanted them to come speak to me. I'm the woman. And super old-fashioned. I'm not really big into texting with guys. Not really big into all that. And Orlando was like, we'll get into that later, but it's just, I just wanted to point that out. Like how it even like came together from the very beginning. We didn't even know it yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I tried a couple of these things personally, and it was only a few weeks. I mean, I didn't do this long. I met one gal. I only went on one date from Tinder before I met you. And it wasn't even a date.
Remember? You met her in her driveway.
Yeah, she invited me over.
And she had a monitor in her pocket. And yeah. she had a baby inside.
She told me she had two kids, which I've assumed. Look, you know, 35, single. You just accept these things that there's a good chance that as I get into the dating scene, I may meet a woman with children. Mm-hmm. So that, which was new for me as well, you know, but I accepted that. Mm-hmm.
We're both pretty rare that we didn't have children.
So I show up to this gal's house. First off, she was talking about how she was so cautious, this, that, and the other, and then she invites me over. But she had two kids, she said, and we just sat in her driveway, and I just took a six pack, and we're sitting there talking, and I don't know how long. I didn't finish a full beer, so I wasn't there long. And that usually I can drink a few beers, but anyway, all of a sudden I hear a baby crying, and she told me she her kids were something like 5 and 9 or something like this. She never mentioned a baby, and I hear a baby crying, and I'm like, "What? What's that?" And she goes, "Oh,
What's that?
that's my baby." And I was like, "Oh, you're babysitting? No, that's my baby. I've got a 4-month-old or whatever the hell it was, like a few months old." And right then, she looked at me dead serious, like she must have forgot that she lied to me or something. And I was thinking, what in the hell am I doing? So that was the only person I met on Tinder. I believe. And I really didn't go on too many dates. I went on a few dates, but it
You
was
weren't out
kind
there
of.
long before.
No, because I took a few months to myself. I went on like a date or two before the holidays, maybe, and then I kind of decided I would put myself out there a little more around the turn of the year, and then I met Nicole in March 17th, something like that.
That's when we, yeah,
March
well, that's when we
16th.
met on
That's when we met
Tinder.
on Tinder when she super liked me.
So I had been on Tinder for years. I had been single for, gosh, it was almost 5 years, 4 years going on five, when I met him and how I got to be on Tinder. So if you've never been on Tinder before, you have to fish a lot. There's a lot of fishing. There's a lot of times when you're like, super, or when you're super into it and you're like swiping left and right and you're having all these conversations and then you're like, I'm over it. I'm done. It's because it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. And hopefully, my friend Candace will listen to this. We both had Tinder at the same time, and I had like four matches. And she was like, four? Do you remember the story?
Oh, yeah.
And she kind of giggled, and I was like, what? How many do you have? Like 20? And she had 100 matches. And I was like, what? Are you just like
You're just
connecting
putting her
with.
business out there like that.
No, I can't. It's okay. We're tight. It's good. I'm like, what do you mean 100 matches? Like legit 100. Like at the top, I saw it from my own eyes. I was like, oh, I don't think I had more than like eight, maybe. That's like way too. Four is way too exhausting. I don't know. I don't know how guys do it. I don't know how people have flavors of the month. I don't know how people do that. Anyway, so at the time that I met him, one of my good friends flew down to Dallas. She's been married forever. She has three kids, four kids. I don't know. She has a lot of kids. And she just came down just to get away, just because she has like, she just does all mom things. And now I completely understand that life. But she needed a little vacation. And I was like, okay, cool. Come and hang out with me in Dallas. And so we hung out. We were at my brother's house. I was actually house sitting, and they have a hot tub there. And so I was like, let's get drunk and let's Tinder. Because the conversations that men can come up with or what they say first is pretty comical. And like just reading the bios alone is will can carry a night of like several bottles and several glasses of wine. It's so much fun. I wanted her to experience it because she'll never, experience it.
Right.
It's so different when from we were in college, and then, early 20s, that kind of stuff. And it's a whole different ball game. And I personally think it's definitely different when you're in a bigger city. It's harder. It was actually harder to meet. How we met and how we match up is super freaky. Like, we'll get to that in a minute again, but how we got connected up just with the mileage and everything. But anyway, so we were drunk tindering, and I don't know. I say three glasses of wine in. I'm pretty good with that. So I saw Orlando's profile come up. I was like, oh, he's super hot. And I read his bio, and his bio was like on point. It wasn't creepy. It didn't insinuate anything. It didn't talk about how much money he made. It didn't talk about all of his drama and baggage, which everyone knows you have drama and baggage, but if he would have wrote in there some of the things about his, like, I would have been like, no.
Originally, I had it on there because I thought being honest was, like, the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do, but that's what you do in person.
And then a young friend of mine at work, who actually, I think, was the one who talked me into doing it, or at least she was one of the people that talked me into trying it.
Yeah, and it was
she looked at it one day,
and
she was like, no, let me fix this for you. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently it worked.
It did. I mean, I felt like I wanted to be super judgy. Because, I mean, you have to. You're seeing people on a screen. You either be really open-minded and have 100 matches, or you have 4. And you're, like, really picky, but not in, like, a snotty way. Just like, no. That's, I don't know. I just didn't get a good vibe from it. But I saw his pictures, and I read his bio, and I was, like, super freaking, like, done. And super, like... is where
it lets you know. It let me know that you super liked me.
Because he matched with me first.
Right.
And so I talked about mileage and like how we matched is pretty crazy because you put in a distance of where, how far you want to connect with somebody, whether you want someone like super close in your area or you want to go out 100 miles. You know, maybe you're from a small town and you know, you need that 100 miles, but not in the city. And I did not want to drive far. I did not want to have like a long distance thing. I didn't want to have to be like how we started.
How did that work? It must have been because I was up there.
You
in
were
that
in Louisville
because
you have meetings here in Louisville, and yeah, that's how that is the only way that we would have connected because our Tinder is like connected up at that time or whatever, and so then it keeps you know if you connected with me. Which, I don't know, you may have...
Let me know. I must have swiped you whichever way it is, the good way.
Swipe right.
I must have swiped right. And then I woke up the next morning. You were up doing this, and I had already gone to sleep, I believe, or something. And I
You
had
wrote me in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a notification that you super liked me.
I saved all of her messages. I should
you
have.
You
I
still
pull
have
them.
Them.
Oh, yeah, I still
that
have them.
That would have been great.
I have them. I'll pull them up right now.
That's no, all right.
Super easy. Keep talking.
So anyway, I was going on an annual camping trip, and I was just batching it hard. And
Rolando's like the epitome of batching it, you guys. You just don't even know.
And I knew I was going for a good time, and I figured, hey, why not? I think I introduced myself, and sometime within just a message or two, I was like, hey, if you want to come camping... Come on. But you never did. You never did.
No.
I figured we could pitch a tent.
Oh, God. So, I super liked him, which I don't remember doing. And you said to me the next day something about, oh, I'm lucky enough to, you know, whatever, da-da-da. Something nice and not gross. And I was like, oh, fuck, I must have super liked him. Wow, okay. And I only kept a conversation with you going because number one, you wrote me first. Number two, because my friend was in town and I didn't know you weren't a douche yet. So I was like,
yet? So you're implying I'm a douche.
I don't know if you were going to be one.
Oh, you didn't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. So I was like, well, let's just see where this is going to go because 9 times out of 10, the douchery is real high. So I'm like, well, let's see if she gets a douchery comment. You know, let's just see. And then I didn't. And you were just, like, super nice, super polite. And you were even like, yeah, I'm going camping. And I was like, this motherfucker is, like, messaging me when he's, like, out with his friends and camping on a, you know, Thursday. I would be like, I'll see you on Monday. Like, I'll answer this on Monday, you know? I was like, okay. And there was just something. My sister-in-law, actually, like, 2 weeks beforehand, she was like, doll, you really need to lighten up on when... guys approach you when people introduce themselves to you or when, you know, something is brewing. And I was like, I don't know about that. You know, I'll know when I know, you know, that kind of thing. And he invited me camping. That was part of one of the messages. He was like, yeah, you can come out if you want. And so I messaged my friend Candace. I was like, Candace, he's inviting me to go camping. I fucking hate camping. I hate it. But I was like, do I go? Like, is this my, like, be open-minded and just, like, just go. You just don't know. But thank goodness you didn't respond because your phone had really poor service.
Yeah, I was out, you know, where I was at by the lake. I was kind of spotty and My consciousness was a little spotty.
I was gonna go. I legit was gonna go.
Wow.
Right? Like, how crazy is that? Like, going meeting somebody off of Tinder out at a campsite.
So yeah, that sounds real safe actually. But
Yeah, right?
so we kept in touch through the weekend a little bit. I
So,
got
no,
home
I didn't hear from
Sunday.
you. No, that was Thursday. And then you tried to send a couple messages. And this one, I was like, hey, this dude is legit. He said, or he said, like, you're not right here.
Yeah.
You said, hey, my reception is really spotty. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to blow you off. And I was like, okay, so this is my turn. And I never do this. I was like, hey, I would really love to, I don't know if what I said, like, catch up with you or like meet up with you, but message or let me know when you get back into town and like let's catch up.
Yeah.
And then you did. And I was like, okay, cool. And we were gonna set up like a date, like a first date for like the next weekend or something. And I had something going on or there was something where it didn't work out. And I can't remember if you said, what about tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So it was actually a Tuesday is when we met.
Was it a Tuesday?
Fairly certain.
I thought I got back on Sunday. Anyway, they don't care
You
about
did
the
get back
minutiae
on
that
Sunday.
Sunday, and then we met on Monday at Big Fish in Grapevine.
Big Fish. And so at this point, you still hadn't asked for my phone number, which I thought that that was really great. Like, a gentleman does not ask for a woman's phone number in an app. So I'm like, okay, this is super legit. Or he's just like doesn't have enough stones to ask me. One of the two. I don't know. So at the time, I had just been diagnosed, just had gotten figured out that I had shingles. I was super sick, wasn't eating, wasn't sleeping. Your immune system is basically shot when you have shingles. And I almost didn't go on our first date and almost didn't go on our second date. But our first date, I showed up late to. But I even messaged him and said, hey, I'm running behind or traffic, which was there was no traffic. But I was like, hey, I'm running a little late, which he's like, Orlando is like,
I was on time.
Mr. No, you were super
I
early.
was actually really early. I went down to a brewery down the street and had a few beers.
Because you're a little bit farther than I was.
Yeah, a
And
lot
so
of
your
beers,
traffic
yeah.
was a little bit different than mine.
Yeah.
So he was super early, but I knew what I was doing, but I didn't tell him. I specifically wanted to show up late because I didn't want him to see where I parked my car. I didn't, I was just being extra precautious. A girl doesn't show up early or on time to a date with a guy that she doesn't know, and in a place that she's kind of never really been before. Like, you just don't do that. Like, you show up late and don't let him know where you parked your car. Right? So you were legit about ready to leave
Yeah, I
because you
had just a
messaged
little
me.
beer left, and I even said, I'm going to finish this beer. If you're not here, I'm out.
You're like, I hope I've never been catfished before, but I hope this isn't the first time.
Yeah, I've seen this show on something called Catfish, and I've heard of it. And since I haven't been in the dating scene, but I've heard of these stories where these weirdos do this shit, this catfishing, whatever nonsense.
I saw it when I was driving and I was like, this motherfucker. And the one thing that I hate the most is when people rush me or when people like
Yeah.
snap their finger, not that you were doing it, but I was just like, I said I was fucking coming, so I'm coming. Like, just chill. You
Yeah,
just wait.
but I was also thinking, all right, first date, the way I am, like I'll wait a little bit, but I'm not waiting all night for some woman,
It was not even 15
I'm not hurting
minutes.
that bad for a date. I was like, to hell with it.
It was
I'm
not
out.
even 15 minutes. You were really gonna leave after I said I was gonna be there?
I
You're
got there
crazy.
on time and I've had a beer, and if you weren't there
But
when that
I
beer was
told
up,
you
I
that I
was
was running
out.
behind.
I know. Listen.
My God, I can understand if it's like a half an hour. Then that's when I would be like, all right, I'm bouncing.
I was like, hey, the longer I wait here, if she doesn't show up, that's just time I'm losing meeting a woman somewhere else,
You're so dumb. You are so dumb.
So you showed up. We had a good date. It wasn't long.
Yeah,
We
it
just
wasn't
had
long at
two
all.
beers, I think, and we talked.
We're still in like debate about it because we didn't order for the longest time just because we were talking, and then I didn't know. I was, again, didn't feel well, didn't really want to eat, but I wasn't like I was trying to not eat. I wanted you just, to be honest, I wanted you to just fucking pick something and like, I don't know, pick an apple, like done. Like,
Yeah.
don't, I don't, like, whatever.
That's just
Do
where we're
it.
very different. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have taken. I wouldn't have just ordered food for you, not knowing you. That would have been to me. That would have been.
But you know, knowing me now, that's like totally what I was thinking.
Yeah, like. Exactly. And I was like, all right, she don't want to eat, saving me some money, but I was starving.
And you kept saying I'm not that hungry, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll just eat some healthy food at home.
Yeah, and then I was you weren't talking, and I was thinking to myself, okay, this is not going well. I'm out, man. I'm not doing this.
So I specifically didn't talk a whole bunch because I wanted to figure out or see if he was a dud or not. Because I'd been on so many first dates. I was like, I'm just gonna sit here and listen to him. And if you know Orlando can carry a conversation really well
with myself.
And he is really interesting to listen to. So it was a nice conversation. But there was a couple things that I was like, all right, let's move on. Yeah. You can tell that part of the story if you want. But I was like, all right, like that was like a bit overwhelming for me because I didn't know. And then it was like, let's just different topic, please.
Yeah.
So then by the end, that's when I was like, okay, I really like this guy. Because again, you still hadn't asked for my number. And I don't know why it was so like, you were just such a gentleman beginning to end. So when we left, you had even were walking me to my car. And it was.
I asked you if I could.
You asked me then.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have just done it because that would have been creepy in my mind. I asked you, yeah. I said, would you like for me to walk you to your car?
Yeah. By that time, I was starting to talk yeah. a bunch.
And so the date went well, and I still believe this was Monday, and I asked if you wanted to go on another date, and at some point, and so Tuesday morning, I just thought, I was like, hey, I got a good idea. Friday, I'm going to put a little date together, and I asked you, and you said you'd get back with me, and well, I was going to buy tickets to this comedy show. And it's to the Improv here in town. And you never got back with me. And I was like, well, to hell with it. I'll just buy the tickets.
That was on Tuesday. And then I think I got back to you on Thursday night.
Yeah, if that. Or Friday morning you tied it up. Yeah, maybe Thursday night. But
oh, I went on. I think it was Friday.
It was the day of. So I went on and made the dinner reservations. I bought the two tickets to the comedy show. And I figured worst case scenario, last minute, I'd find another date, or I'd find a friend, or I'd go to the show by myself and scout my ticket, and I'd be okay with it. I'd go have dinner and a few drinks, and I'd go into a comedy show by myself. Worst case scenario, I figured if not, I might be able to find a friend or something like that.
Yeah, but when you asked me, I was like, yeah, sure. And then it was just like, oh, whatever, because that happens all the time.
Right.
And I don't know. I was just so different with you. And I don't know.
You finally got back with me. You mentioned it Thursday. I finally heard back from you Thursday, but you didn't completely, we didn't solidify everything. And then Friday mid-morning, you solidified it.
Because like, yeah, again, so there's like so many things that like you didn't know about, like super sick. Shingles. Like the shingles like was like full on.
Right.
Like I only worked and slept. Like it was so bad. And I was so like, had no energy. And so I messaged you back because I asked the people at work. I was like, this dude, I had a blind date with him, whatever. It was fine. And I totally was like just playing it off. I'm like, oh, whatever. Is it? Even though I really had a good time. But like, again, this is where Joanna's advice was like, I think you should be a little bit more open. I think you should be, you know, I was like, okay. And so I started asking people around about what is it called? The Improv place?
Three-day weekend.
Three-day weekend. So I asked people about that, and they didn't know. And then I Googled it, and it said it was around Sundance Square. And I was like, in. Done. In. Yes. Let's go. This is the plan. I'm going. And Sundance Square is the most beautiful place to go on any date, whether it's first date
It is nice. We have a really nice downtown here in Fort Worth.
It's so pretty.
It's clean.
Mm-hmm. It's super safe.
I've traveled. I've been quite a few places around the country. In Fort Worth, it's not huge, which makes it easier for them to keep up with and take care of. But it does feel very comfortable. It feels very safe. It's clean. They don't allow a lot of the vagrancy and other things, which I think helps. Not a lot of panhandling and all that. So Fort Worth does a really good job downtown. Mm-hmm. So it does make for a good night out, dates, family mm-hmm. time, anything. But yeah,
I think that was on Thursday night because then Friday I messaged you something. I think I just sent you my address.
No, I asked you. I asked you. I said, "Would you
I
like
said
for me?"
I
So,
said
would you like
something
to meet?
before that though.
Yeah.
Because you were like, "Oh, I was going to ask you that, but I guess that just means I'm going to come pick you up." And I was like, I was thinking, "Nicole, you should just drive there because it's far." And but I'm like, "No, I always accommodate other
Yeah,
motherfuckers on a date."
so she lived at the time. I lived 12 miles from downtown. It took, 12, 15 minutes max from door to door. I could be walking out of my door and getting out of my car downtown in 15 minutes.
In
And
Fort
she
Worth, and
lived
I
in
lived
Fort Worth.
north of Dallas.
Yeah, and she lived 50 from my apartment at the time to where she lived. Her apartment was 54 miles. And this was with traffic and everything.
Which, let's take that back for a second. So in Tinder, the radius that I put was like only 30 miles,
Yeah.
and we were 55 miles apart.
Yeah, I don't know how it worked because mine, I think I maxed it out at 40, 30 or 40 as well.
So it had to have been the Louisville thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, I thought about it, thought about it. I was like, the polite thing to do is to go because just always being accommodating to other people, especially if they're really bright. But I was like, no, this is a date to me. I want to be picked up, not in like a snotty way, but just in a, I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't like a demanding thing. It was,
Just
I
old school,
deserve
yeah.
this. Yeah, I was old school. And granted, I didn't know that we were there yet, or that I could even ask that of you. But I was like, no, if I want that, if I want like the man, like the guy, then he would do it, no problem. And like with that, with no question, you're like, okay, cool. And I was like, man, it's that freaking easy? Are you kidding me? Like that really? And so Friday, I worked, came home, was gonna shower and get ready for a date for him to pick me up, and I had this long message typed out, ready, like legit ready to send to him 2 hours before he would had to leave, because he had to leave like an hour and a half before he would come to get me to
Yeah, because
drive back.
traffic, I mean, I was banking on an
Traffic,
hour and a half. It took like an hour and 15 minutes with
right?
traffic.
And I had this whole long thing typed out, and it was true. It was, I'm really sorry, I can't make it. I'm not feeling very well. I can explain later. I'm sorry to break all these,
Can you
whatever.
imagine though? Because had you sent that, there wouldn't have been a later. I would have been like, you canceling me 2 hours before. I wouldn't have been mad. I'd have just been like, out. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
doing it. We never would have dated.
Yeah,
That would have been the
and I was
last
like, Nicole, you
time.
can't do that. Like, you agreed to it even though you were still the
Can
same
you
amount of
imagine how our
sick
life
than
would
you
be
were.
so different?
I'm like, you're the amount of sick that you are is the same as you were last night, the same as this morning. You still feel like shit, so go and do something fun, even though you feel like shit and like you don't think that you look presentable. Like, just go.
And you looked great.
Yeah,
Your white shorts,
I know.
I remember.
So here's the kicker: is that so we live 55 miles apart, and so with traffic, he drove an hour. What'd you say? An hour and
About
ten
an hour
minutes.
and 15 minutes to
So
get
an
there, I
hour and
think.
15 minutes to pick me up, to drive back an hour,
It took about an hour to get back downtown.
his direction to go to where our date was.
That's right.
And I actually, when I started to shower and get ready, I think I gave myself a half an hour from shower, blow dry, straighten hair, done, and like get ready. Because I was running down to my car to get my cowboy boots. Because I kept my cowboy boots in the trunk of my car, because when I would go dancing, I went dancing freaking 3 nights a week, I kept them in my car. So when I left the dance hall, I would just take them off and put them in the trunk of my car. And so all my boots were in the trunk of my car. So I'm like, I gotta go get my boots. So I was running down and I was at my car. Or I think I was sitting outside, which never happens in the world of Nicole, sitting outside waiting for somebody to pick me up. It doesn't happen. Everyone's always waiting for me.
Right.
So you showed up, and I don't know, that just like started, like that's just when I knew it was gonna be forever. Like legit, I knew it was
We
gonna be
went
forever.
and had a rooftop dinner downtown, rooftop favorite restaurant downtown Fort Worth. We had a great dinner,
You
and
guys,
then
I had never been wined and dined like this before, and it wasn't like something like super bougie, but like,
yeah, like I didn't go all out. It wasn't no
no, but you did
$500
go
dinner,
all
but
out. No, but it wasn't bougie, but you did go
it
out. It
was
was like the
nice.
nicest thing anyone has ever done for me in my entire
We
life.
had a nice bottle of wine. We had a good appetizer, nice bottle of wine. I still remember you ordered the veggie plate. It was like a
Because I had to
veggie. It
get my
was
vegetables
all
in.
veggies, and
It was so good.
yeah, and we enjoyed the bottle of wine together. Still not knowing that you had shingles, and probably wasn't the best thing for you to be doing was drinking alcohol, but you had a few
Yeah, but
you had a
I
few
don't drink that much
glasses.
anyway, so
And then we
it's
walked next
that's
door,
another conversation for the next day.
and we walked next door and went to the improv, and I had a good time.
Yeah, we sat front row
Yeah,
at
we
the
did,
improv we
didn't
stand
we?
for,
We
and then we
did.
had to fill out these little cards, like they it you know, to give the improv people different things, and I wrote Tinder and I wrote small town girl or something like that, and one of them got picked.
Yeah, we did sit front row.
And then we walked around.
Walked around Sundance Square afterwards. We stopped by Razzoo's and had a beer
Had a
on the
beer,
patio.
and you I think I asked to hold your, I did, I was either one that reached your hand first or like asked you to, if I could or something.
Gotta work on your memory. When about halfway
Please.
through the comedy show, I asked you if it was okay to put my hand on your
You
leg.
brushed the side of my leg and you were such a gentleman. You said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Is it okay if I do that?" And I looked at you and I just started to laugh because I was like, "Oh my God, this guy.
Well,
This
I wasn't the
guy."
creepy type. I wasn't gonna just. I
No,
just.
you
I
are a
always asked that.
gentleman.
The
It's so
one
sweet.
thing I used to get made fun of for it, but even one thing I would ask, which I did later on in the night as well, but I asked if I could put my hand on your leg, and it wasn't like up around your crotch. It was down closer to the knee. What?
Kiros.
What?
Come on.
Sorry. And so, yeah, we were walking around. We held hands. And then I still had a couple hours to drive to get you home and get back. And,
Okay, so yeah, we left downtown like 1 in the morning.
yeah.
So we got we guys, we had to drive an hour back to my apartment.
And that, it was, yeah, it was about close enough to an hour,
Yeah.
45 minutes, whatever. It's ridiculous. It
Whatever.
was,
Far.
yeah.
Drove me back to my apartment. He walked me up to my door, which is like the super sweet thing to do. And I lived in like it's I live in a super safe apartment. It was off of the freeway, so there's no one by walking around or whatever. Walked me up to the door and he asked if he could give me a goodnight kiss and it was so sweet. And then
And we made
I
out for about 15 minutes. We did.
was so sweet.
Our clothes stayed on. It wasn't too graphic.
Armando,
They did.
enough. Don't.
It was
That's
very.
so
No, it was
inappropriate.
nothing inappropriate about it, though. Our clothes stayed
You
on.
don't need to say stuff like that.
Are
Come
you
on.
afraid your parents are going to listen?
No, but that's just no.
We made out. It was nice. I thought it was
He
very
asked to give me his
romantic.
for our first kiss, and it was really sweet. And then when it was time to like when we were done having that kiss, I didn't even get my keys out of my purse because I was adamant of like, you're not gonna come into my house. No, because we're
It's
grown
like
adults.
2:30 in the morning. I thought, worst case scenario, she's gonna let me at least crash on the couch here. She might not have me in her bed, but she'll at least let me crash on the couch.
Yeah, I was
She
late.
wouldn't even open. I couldn't even feel the AC blow through the door.
No,
She
I didn't
wouldn't
even get
open the
my keys
door.
out of the purse until you were down the stairs.
I started wondering if she even lived there.
And part a big reason was that reason, but then this reason kind of maybe overrided that even more because my house was tragic. It was a mess. I had been sick for that week and then or the week before. I mean, you guys, I live by myself. I'm very messy. I'm not dirty. I'm very messy. So I think every article of clothing I think was in my living room and kitchen. Like it was atrocious. And I'm like, this man cannot see my house. He cannot see me in this like tragic state. He doesn't know that I have shingles. He can't know that I'm a mess. He like can't. And so it was easy for me to not let you in. It was easy.
So I drove back, and you did keep the courtesy of staying. You stayed awake and talked to me most of the way home,
Yeah.
which helped because I was very tired.
Yeah, you missed your fall asleep at the wheel.
And that was our first date. And within a few weeks, we decided to be exclusive. And
Oh, that's so much of a better story. What was the one that we were talking about? Oh, the next day. I think we were messaging back and forth. And I was like, man, I had a lot to drink. And I had 3 glasses of wine, one beer, and one drink, which is that's a lot for me. Like a lot. So, Orlando kind of didn't say anything for a minute. Because Orlando drinks some more than me. And
Yeah,
so,
I drink just a little bit more.
and he, I'm sure he was just like on the other end being like, what is this girl talking about? Like, what? I was like, man, I was hurting today. I just don't feel very good. I'm like, oh, we drank a lot last night. And he's like,
Like I didn't even get
what?
a buzz.
Anyway, so I have your bio.
Oh God. How is I don't even have an account anymore. You saved it.
I told you I took screenshots of it
Well, I
all.
tell you what, you read that. I'm gonna run and get a refreshment. You carry this for a minute, I'll be right back.
So it says, very open-minded and laid back, prefer a low maintenance lifestyle, huge sports fan, being around family and friends is important to me, spend more weekends road tripping than staying home, love being on my Harley, prefer a meal and a beverage on a patio over being cooped up inside. I'd rather listen to music than watch TV. I hate the word hate. And there's so much about that that I, like, every sentence I was like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, friends is more important, is super important to me. He said he had a Harley, and I was like, done. I'm so riding on the back of Harley. Done. And I don't watch TV. I think it's just, I just don't care for it. And so when he said he'd rather listen to music than watch TV, I was like, that's awesome. And I hate the word hate. I was like, okay, this guy's legit. I like this guy. So then we had, that was our second date, and then our third date was at another restaurant in the same town that we had our first date. And then when we made it official, I drove to Fort Worth, and I
No, our next date before the tavern we met at
yeah, I said that. Our third date.
oh, it was our
Third
third
date
date.
was at Chill, and
Chill, yeah,
yeah.
that's right.
And then our fourth date, I drove to Fort Worth, and I didn't even bring a bag to stay at his place. Didn't bring my contacts case. I hate sleeping with my contacts in. Didn't bring any of that because I'm like, nope, not going there, not doing that. And I was like, I'm not anyone's girlfriend, you know, whatever. We hadn't had the conversation, and I didn't know any of this conversation was going to happen. So we went out to dinner. So he's sitting there, and you think you're paying, and so you're writing in the receipt, or you're paying,
Yeah.
whatever. And you said, so.
I said, so does this mean, because we talked about dating other people. I mean, we had a lot of conversation, as happens when you get to know someone and you start taking interest. Because this happened over about what, a week and a half or something? Something like that. And at some point, I said, so does this mean we're exclusive? Or does this mean we're going to be exclusive? And her reply was, you're a grown man, you can do what the hell you want, but I'm not going to see anyone
Didn't say do whatever
else.
the hell you want. Yeah.
She said, you're a grown man,
Said, you're a grown man, you can do what you want, but I'm not
yeah, but
seeing other
I'm not going to
people.
see other. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that answers that. And so I flipped over the receipt and I pulled the old, third grade
Again,
thing.
bring up the whole old school, old fashioned
And I
gentleman.
put the I put that so do you want to be my girlfriend? Circle yes or no. And I slid it across the table and you circled yes. I still have that receipt, I think.
Yeah, we still have it. It's in our anniversary book.
So that's the long story. That's the 35-minute version of how we got together. 3 months later, Doll was pregnant, and here we are. Yeah,
Cheers, babe.
cheers. So yeah, that's the quick long
I feel
story
like I can
of.
talk about that forever. I feel like we left so much out. It's one of my favorite stories to tell.
Well, it was a good time. I think we both needed it at the time.
Needed what?
Needed just that to meet someone of quality, to meet someone
Yeah,
of
super
enjoyment
refreshing. Yeah.
and have a good time, yeah, and not have the stress and other things that we were both dealing with from one reason or the other.
Are we going to keep talking, or are you
Yeah.
ending it?
No,
Huh?
no, no. We could go a little longer. I mean, as long as it's natural, it's
So can I tell the story of in February? Are you going to talk about?
what? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So you can sell that. That's not my story to tell.
Well, as far as when it became, oh, yeah, I know where you're going here. Okay, so it took me a minute. So I was married prior, and things weren't going well for quite a while, and I was separated but still living under the same roof for quite a few months. But then my ex moved out in October, I think it was October, and so the point is, my divorce was not final until the first week of February. And I met Nicole just the second week of March or so, the third week by the time our first date happened. I started dating around the turn of the year, because as I said, my ex left a few months prior to that, and I just took a few months to myself. But yeah, my divorce was final on February 9th, and the reason why is because Nicole experienced something, if I
Yes.
recall.
Yeah. So this is really cool for me. And this will be another podcast about religion, which
Oh yeah, that's a totally different podcast.
I'm not religious. I'm very faithful. I have really
You're a
strong faith.
person of faith, yeah.
Yeah, really strong faith. And so, like, I remember it to the minute on that day. Like, I was driving back from my
It
apartment
was the
and
same date, right?
the
That's the
same
date. It was
date.
February 9th.
And so I was, gosh, when I moved down to Texas, one of the biggest things for me, again, a whole other podcast, like that's a whole other story to divulge, but I had to do a lot of work on myself and a lot of things. And I had turned away from faith for probably about a decade. And mind you, I've never read the Bible. I've never been able to quote anything. I'm Lutheran, but like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't even know.
You're not a hardcore Jesus freak by any means.
No. And so one of the things that I did to help myself when I got down to Texas, because I had no friends, my family, they were busy. They had a family to raise, they had careers to do, and I moved in with them and I was starting from like negative ground zero. So I was like, I'm gonna go find a church. So I found a church, and through that church, through the messages, through that, and just not even the relationships I built, because I didn't build any friendships there. I went there to freaking pray. I went there to get help for my life. I went there to listen to the word of God, to apply it to myself, not to my life and not to like better others, but to freaking pour into myself, because I didn't allow any goodness or joy or love into my life for close to a decade. And so I was just adamant on learning how. It wasn't even like I had a checklist of like, oh, learn how to pray. Oh, learn how to have the spirit. Like, it led its way. And my faith was really strong when right when I met Orlando. I went to church twice a week. I went to church any time I could because I loved my church. I loved the message. I used to sit in the back in the pews where I would just blend in, which is so my life, like just blend in. And I started sitting in the front row because I'm like, no, I'm in the front. Like, people are gonna see me. I want the message to reach me first. Like, all of these like kind of weird things. People are probably like, what is this crazy person talking about? But I allowed faith to lead my life versus me choosing things and me having control or trying to figure things out or whatever. I was like, nope, God leads. His will, his way. 100% God's decision. And so I learned how to pray. And so I would pray often. And I learned that God is your best friend. God knows your thoughts already. And God knows like the bad things you say, the bad things you do, the good things you say, the good things you do. He knows it all. So why not just be open about it and ask him about it? So I asked him. I was driving home one day from work and I was so mad because I was like, God, I am really great. Why have you not given me a guy to date? Like, a guy. Like, why haven't you given me someone to like go have fun with? Why haven't you given me someone to like go have a beer with, go freaking go to church with? Why haven't you given me somebody? I'm really great. Like, why are all these other people around me having other people and like I can't? And literally, like, I could hear it like being whispered in my ear, like the world was silent around me. And he said, just wait, I'm not done with him yet, and just be patient. He will come to you when I'm done with him. Like, no freaking joke. I can't make this up. I'm not a Jesus freak. I'm not like woo-woo. Like, it was the craziest freaking thing. And I was like, oh, okay, done. I hear you.
Be
Done.
patient.
And I was like, okay. And then I just let it go. I surrender. I just let it go. And I teach this like to women now. I'm like, dude, you got to go through your seasons. You got to say how you actually feel and surrender it because you don't have freaking control over it anyway. And I think it's just so cool because that was the day that your
It was the
divorce was
same day that I
finalized.
became, yeah, my divorce became
I
final.
mean,
And
come on. And then your nickname that your mom calls you.
yeah, my mother has always referred to me as Pete.
It's Pete.
Most people call me Doza, D2G. The booze fighters call me OG. But my mother calls me Pete.
Pete,
And
PETE,
Pistol
which
Pete, yeah.
if you guys know me, my brother I'm closest to, I have four brothers, brother I'm closest to, one who helped me out basically from negative ground zero, is Pete.
Yeah.
Like, he's legit my best friend, legit, like, closest guy ever. And he said that, and I was like, what? Your what? What is your mom? What?
Yeah.
Pete? And then my niece, my oldest niece, Ava, she said to me one day, she said this, well, they asked me this often. They said, Auntie Doll, don't you want to be a mommy? Like, our mommy is a mommy, or don't you want to be married? Like, my mommy and daddy are married. And I was like, yeah, I gotta have a boyfriend first, gotta have those things. And I obviously never brought a man home or done any of that. So never, God never brought me anyone. And so I was like, yeah, well, I need to find one. And she said, well, I'm going to help you find one. And I was like, okay, cool. So we're sitting there coloring. And she said, I said, well, who should it be? And she said, well, it has to be funny like daddy. And I was like, true story, it has to be funny.
And this was before we had met. This was a
This was
while,
before, yeah.
quite a while, right before.
And it has to be funny. And he has to ride a Harley. And at that time, I was like, first of all, how do you know what a Harley is? Like, how do you know what that is, Ava? Like, they don't have, And so she said something else that was something like a characteristic of Orlando. And I was like, okay. So then when Orlando makes me laugh every single day. he obviously drives a Harley. I can't remember the other thing, but that's another thing that like totally ties us together, I feel
Yeah,
like.
there were some
I
oh,
call
just
them
some,
God whispers.
yeah, I guess. I don't, that's a different podcast. But yeah, there were some things going on that happened and
Coincidences.
coincidences, I guess you would say, yeah. I was getting that battle. Is it coincidence or irony? But yeah. Well, I guess that would be ironic. So listen, I think that's been a good podcast. What do you
I
think?
think I talked the whole time. You don't need to.
No, that's great. There will be plenty of shows that I know that I will speak a bunch. But I think it's good. I think it's important that people at least know a little bit of how we got together. You being a small town Iowa girl, me being a big city Houston boy, and how we met, and that these dating apps actually can work every once in a while. They're not just these crazy things that people use to get laid.
Yeah.
Although apparently it worked for me, so I got a beautiful baby out of this deal. So anyway, we hope you've enjoyed our first episode,
Yeah, our first story.
our first story, and what we've got planned here in the near future is an amazing rider.
You're talking about Jesse?
Yeah, talking about Jesse will probably be our first guest on
I
the
love
show.
Jesse.
Jesse's in Dejas, writes. He's a freelance writer, but he also writes for my mind's just gone blank now. But he writes
He's one of the coolest human beings. I would definitely add that into his description. He's so
mostly about
cool.
music and such, but probably, if not the most, one of the most influential human beings in my life,
Yeah.
one of the closest people in my life, and just an amazing man. And we've got that coming up. We are going to talk about No Junk July here soon, so that'll be coming up. So we hope you've enjoyed it. Take care. Please check us out. If you're listening to us on Anchor and there's something else, another platform, we're on about 8 different platforms right now. You can check out.
Subscribe on those platforms.
Subscribe on those platforms. That helps. Rate and review if you can. Excuse me. You can email us at weonq@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and all of these other things. But if you have any ideas, suggestions, or anything else for the show, please feel free. Let us know what you think. This is very new. We're slowly getting better already. And we hope you've enjoyed it. Be peace.